It's 5:04 on the big board, which means that it is time for Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. And that was Leonard Cohen with indeed a great song that was about nothing good. It's The Partisan from Songs from a Room 1969. And we got some good stuff coming for you. It's the holiday weekend. It's MLK weekend. It's a weekend, heavy with poignancy and all that sort of stuff. But it's also a time to keep your chin up, and we turn to the Dubliners for a bit of a teaching by example.
Uncontested. so. Hush a boogle, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get you ready quick and soon, for the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, for the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon. And come tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be, at the old spot by the river, quite well known to you and me. One more word for signal token, whistle out the marching tune, with your pike upon your shoulder, at the rising of the moon. At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon, with your pike upon your shoulder, at the rising of the moon. Out from many a mud-walled cabin, eyes were watching through the night. Many a man, the heart was beating for the blessed morning light. Murmurs rang along the valley to the banshee's lonely croon, and a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon. By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon, and a thousand lights were flashing by the rising of the moon. All along that singing river, that black mass of men was seen. High above their shining weapons flew their own beloved green. Death to every foe and traitor, whistle out the marching tune, and hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon. Tis the rising of the moon, tis the rising of the moon, and hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
Tell me that there's danger to this land you call your own, and you watch them build the war machines right beside your home, and you tell me that you're ready to go marching to the war. Oh, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Before you pack your rifle, go sail across the sea. Just think upon the southern part of land that you call free. Oh, there's many kinds of slavery, and we've found many more. Yes, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? And before you walk out on your job in answer to the call, just think about the millions who have no job at all, and the men who wait for handouts with their eyes upon the floor. Oh, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? And read your morning papers, read every single line, and tell me if you can believe that simple world you find. Read every slanted word till your eyes are getting sore. Yes, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Listen to your leaders, the ones that won the race, as they stand there right before you and lie into your face. If you ever try to buy them, you know what they stand for. I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? Put ragged clothes upon your back and sleep upon the ground, and tell police about your rights as they drag you down, and ask them as they lead you to some deserted door. Yes, I know you're set for fighting, but what are you fighting for? But the hardest thing I'll ask you, if you will only try, is take your children by their hands and look into their eyes, and there you'll see the answer you should have seen before. If you'll win the wars at home, there'll be no fighting anymore.
Top of it all, we had the Dubliners, the Rising of the Moon from A Drop of the Hard Stuff, Billy Bragg with a live version of Help Save the Youth of America, The Clash, the Guns of Brixton from London Calling, and that was Phil Oakes with an early number called What Are You Fighting For? And as we listen to an instrumental by Santana from Abraxas, Samba Pati, and we'll send one out to my dad, let's have ourselves a legally mandated PSA. It's Don't Drink and Drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. And seeing as the snowstorm is coming our way, that's advice to heed. Speaking of PSAs, additional PSA, supplementary PSA number one, the WMFO Poobahs are having their semesterly conclave to discern who gets a show and who doesn't in the upcoming semester. We are, of course, putting in for our usual slot updates as they happen. And supplementary PSA number two, played some Billy Bragg there. Billy Bragg has a book coming out later this year called A People's History of Billy Bragg. It was a call out to fans worldwide to submit written recollections or pictures of the man across his 40-odd year career. And I submitted something, and I believe I submitted an essay and a picture. I believe the essay, there's a good chance of it being included. I feel very bullish on the chances. But the photos, well, you know, TBD. I guess there's some people just aren't interested in boudoir photos these days. But yeah, you know, more on that, I guess, as it happens. And looking ahead, it is Martin Luther King Day weekend. And so I'm going to do something that I did last year. And I'm going to play an excerpt from a speech of his, followed by the full 12-minute rendition by Nina Simone of a song that was written the day King was assassinated and performed the next day at a folk festival in Connecticut. And a word about this excerpt from the speech I'm going to play. Over the years since his death, Martin Luther King, the radicalism of the man has been bled out by safe history courses and a general cultural blandness. And this is not to discern anything he wrote or did or said. It's just that, you know, he's seen as a very safe figure these days. So the speech I'm going to play is an excerpt from my favorite speech of his. And I preface this by saying the I Have a Dream speech is one of the greatest speeches ever given in this country. Letter from Birmingham Jail is one of the greatest pieces of political writing to come out of this country, perhaps since Henry David Thoreau or Walt Whitman. But this speech on Vietnam, a year before he was assassinated, his formal breaking with the Johnson administration on the war in Vietnam, is a call for sanity and compassion in a insane and incompassionate time. And so if you have your looking glasses on, you see similarities, you know, please, your answer's on the back of the postcard. But first up, I'm going to be playing a number by Nina Simone. It's a lengthy one, but it's a good one. And we're going to preface that with this piece of a speech from Martin Luther King. Listen and enjoy.
Increasingly by choice or by accident, this is the role our nation has taken, the role of those who make peaceful revolution impossible by refusing to give up the privileges and the pleasures that come from the immense profits of overseas investments. I am convinced that if we are to get on the right side of the world revolution, we as a nation must undergo a radical revolution of values. We must rapidly begin the shift from a thing-oriented society to a person-oriented society, when machines and computers, profit motives and property rights are considered more important than people. The giant triplets of racism, extreme materialism, and militarism are incapable of being conquered. A true revolution of values will soon cause us to question the fairness and justice of many of our past and present policies. On the one hand, we are called to play the Good Samaritan on life's roadside. That will be only an initial act. One day we must come to see that the whole Jericho Road must be transformed, so that men and women will not be constantly beaten and robbed as they make their journey on life's highway. True compassion is more than flinging a coin to a beggar. It comes to see that an edifice which produces beggars needs restructuring. Revolution of values will soon look uneasily on the glaring contrast of poverty and wealth. With righteous indignation, it will look across the seas and see individual capitalists of the West investing huge sums of money in Asia, Africa, and South America, only to take the profits out with no concern for the social betterment of the countries, and say, this is not just. It will look at our alliance with the landed gentry of South America and say, this is not just. Western arrogance of feeling that it has everything to teach others and nothing to learn from them is not just. A true revolution of values will lay hand on the world order and say of war, this way of settling differences is not just. This business of burning human beings with napalm, of filling our nation's homes with orphans and widows, of injecting poisonous drugs of hate into the veins of peoples normally humane, sending men home from dark and bloody battlefields physically handicapped and psychologically deranged, cannot be reconciled with wisdom, justice, and love. A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death.
We want to do a tune written for today, for this hour, for Dr. Martin Luther King. We stated before that the whole program is dedicated to his memory, but this tune is written about him and for him. And so we had yesterday to learn it, and so we'll see. Once upon this planet Earth lived a man of humble birth, preaching love and freedom for his fellow man. He was dreaming of the day peace would come to earth to stay, and he spread this message all across the land. Turn the other cheek, he'd plead, love thy neighbor was his creed. Pain, humiliation, death, he did not dread. With his Bible at his side, from his foes he did not hide. It's hard to think that this great man is dead. Oh yeah. Well, the murders never cease. Are they men or are they beasts? What do they ever hope to gain? Will my country is it too late for us all? And did Martin Luther King just die in vain? Cause he'd seen the mountaintop. And he knew he could not stop, always living 'cause we're headed for the brink. What will happen now that he is dead? He was for equality for all people, you and me. Full of love and goodwill, hate was not his way. He was not a violent man. Bigotry had sealed his face. We can all shed tears, but it won't change a thing. Teacher people, will they ever learn? Must you always kill with burn and burn with guns and kill with guns and burn? Don't you know how we got to react? Don't you know what it will bring? But he had seen the mountaintop. He could not stop. Always living with the threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think. Everybody knows we're on the brink. Will happen now that the king is dead. I'm gonna say he'd seen the mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop. Always living with a threat of death ahead. Folks, you'd better stop and think and feel again. Are we headed for the brink? What's gonna happen now in all of our cities? My people are rising. At that one moment that you know what life is. If you have to die, it's all right, 'cause you know what life is. You know what freedom is for one moment of your life. What's gonna happen now that the king of love I heard that, well, we've heard all kinds of stories, but I heard that this was his favorite song, at least at the, near the end of his life. Last year, a year ago, maybe more longer than that now, Lorraine Hansberry left us, and she was a dear friend. And she had her favorite song, and then Langston Hughes left us, Coltrane left us, Otis Redding left us. You can go on. Do you realize how many we have lost? Then it really gets down to reality, doesn't it? Not a performance. Not microphones and all that crap. But really something else. We've lost a lot of them in the last 2 years. But we have remaining Monk, Miles. I love you too. And of course, for those that we have left, we're thankful, but we can't afford any more losses. Oh no. Oh my God. They're shooting us down one by one. Don't forget that. Because they are. Killing us one by one. Well, all I have to say is that those of us who know how to protect those of us that we love, stand by them and stay close to them. And I say that if there'd been a couple of more, a little closer to Dr. King, he wouldn't have got it, you know, really. Just a little closer to him. Stay there. Stay there. We can't afford any more losses. He had seen mountaintop, and he knew he could not stop. Always living with a threat, dead ahead. Come on, Sam. Folks, you'd better stop and think while we're almost to the brink. What will happen?
That was Nina Simone with Why the King of Love is Dead, all full 12 minutes from a folk festival in Connecticut the day after Martin Luther King was assassinated. Before that, we had a clip of the man's, what I think would be one of his greatest speeches on Vietnam, 1967, a full year before his assassination. And that's, you know, it's Martin Luther King weekend, so go ahead and do something befitting the man. As we listen to La Partida by Victor Jara, let's have ourselves the scene report, because things are crazy, but there's still shows you can go to. On the 21st of January at Deep Cuts in Medford, you can go to Know Your Scene. It's a recurring series of shows to, you know, let you know what's going on in the scene. $5 beer, $5 pizza, $5 cover. That's a suggested donation. And on the 21st, you can see Makeup Palace, Frogs, and DJ Zatoto. Doors are at 7, music at 8. It's 18-plus show. And again, $5 suggested donation. On the 24th of January at the First Church in Cambridge at 11 Garden Street, it's a fundraiser for Warm Up, who provides basic needs and assistance for the unhoused population. You can see Cape Crush, Cinema Stare, Slow Quit, and Tiffy. Doors are at 6. It's an all-ages show. No drugs or alcohol, por favor. It's $15 at the door, or $10 if you bring a donation of essential winter items, which can include clothes, sleeping bags, and canned goods. On the 25th of January at the Capitol Theater in Arlington, Your Friends in Hell is opening for a screening of the indie horror film Clay Zombies in 3D. Doors are at 9, music's at 10, Q&A at 11:30, it's $20. And on the 31st at Deep Cuts in Medford, going back to Deep Cuts in Medford, it's a split EP release show for Impossible Dog, Cape Crush, and Good June, and the EP is called Good Dogs Wear Capes. I'm a fan of that name. And they'll be playing with their friends Shiver. Doors are at 7, music at 8, $12 in advance, $15 at the door, 18 plus is the age. And if you have a show you'd like me to go on and on about, Great Songs But Nothing Good on Instagram. Let's go into a number from, continuing with today's theme, here's a number from West Side Story.
To keep clean.
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillacs zoom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
You have pride.
Long as you stay on your own side. wear devils and shine shoes.
Everywhere crime in America, organized crime in America, terrible time in America.
You forget I'm in America.
I go back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on. Bye-bye.
Everyone there will give big cheers.
Hey! Everyone there will have moved here. Oh.
De los cuatro peloturos, qué barbaridad. Don José, lo más viejo, qué fatalidad. Peloturo, qué viejo. Y con Kamala, la derrota es total.
La batea. Mira la batea, cómo se menea, cómo se menea.
La batea, vea qué barbaridad. Se
welcome to pilgrims and to the buffaloes who once ruled the plain. Like the vultures circling beneath the dark clouds, looking for the rain. Looking for the rain. Just like the cities that stagger on the coastline, and a nation that just can't stand much more. Like the forest buried beneath the highway, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. Winter in America. Yes, and all of the hills have been killed, sent away. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Winter in America. Nobody knows what to say. Save your soul, Lord knows, from winter in America. The Constitution, a noble piece of paper, with free society, a struggle, but they died in vain. And now democracy is ragtime on the corner, hoping for some rain. They look like either hoping for some rain. And I see the robins perched in barren treetops. They're watching last ditch races marching across the floor. But just like the peace signs that vanished in our dreams, never had a chance to grow. Never had a chance to grow. And now it's winter. It's winter in America. And all of the hillers have been killed or betrayed. Yeah, but the people know it's winter. Lord knows it's winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. Save your soul from winter in America. Stick. Set away. Yeah, the all know it's winter. Winter in America. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows, nobody knows. And ain't nobody fighting, 'cause nobody knows what to say.
The one and only Gil Scott-Heron with Winter in America. And fun fact about Gil Scott-Heron, his father was Gilbert St. Elmo Heron, who was a professional soccer player from Jamaica, was the first black man to play for Celtic in Scotland, where he earned the nickname the Black Arrow and was highly regarded in Celtic's glory years in the 60s and 70s. Before that, we had Quilapayún with La Batea from Adelante, 1975, one of their first Exile albums. And we start off with America from West Side Story. And that's going to bring us to the end of another thrilling installment of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Just remember, the schedule may be shuffled around. Maybe it won't be. Maybe we'll be here next week. Maybe we'll be at a different time. Who knows? Such are the mysteries of this life. But I'll let you know when things change. And instead of ending with our usual rot, I will. I do really enjoy our cover of the Cheers theme. I'm going to be closing with a number by Amerindios, who are a spinoff group of Quilapayún, and this is a song from their 1973 album, which is fittingly titled Amerindios. And it was the last song that was played by the Chilean radio stations Radio Magallanes and Radio Cooperación during the coup of September 11th, 1973. The last songs that were managed squeezed out there before 17 years of night. But hopefully the night doesn't last that long around here. But anyway, I'm going to leave you with that song. And the closing lines go: A mano tengo nuevos caminos, con pie muy firme a caminarlos. Y a los que vengan a detenernos, manos cerradas, puños en alto. I have new paths at hand, with a very firm footing as I walk them. And to those who come to stop us, hands closed, fists raised. Tune in next week, hopefully, for more of the same, except slightly different. Ciao.
A caminarlos, y a los que vengan a detenernos. mariage de Thérèse, ça va j'en profiter. Yon moun dwe réfléchi 10 000 fois avant de dire oui je veux. C'est plus gros erreur, yon parent capable promettre. Il se moun sa ouvle, pou piti tout marié. Sans pas besoin qu'on ait, si la